Welcome, Satya. You said before, so when you went to India and you came in contact with mantras while you were a seeker.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when you look back, and maybe you would like to share also like your personal path, so to say, so the first time when you heard a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe even remember what was the first mantra which you heard?
Yes. The first time I heard mantra was in Lucknow. Actually, not. I heard it also in Pune. There used to be some kirtan singing, and I found it very beautiful. And I came more in contact with mantras by being around Papaji, because he loved bhajans and also mantras. And so I started to, you know, sometimes people were singing some Gopala, Gopala, or things like this. But it came actually, the love for it came more through bhajans. Because Papaji loved bhajans, and these are very sacred texts, and which have very deep meaning. You know, it's about devotion, and so this touched me very much when I heard sometimes some Indian woman singing for him, and I didn't understand the words, but this resonated something in me. And one incident was also that Pari was with some friends. They sang a song for Papaji, which was this song from recorded by George Harrison in this beautiful album in the 70s. And this also, when I heard this song, this was a group of friends, and Pari also sang it and for him. And this touched me very much.
Which song was it?
This is this Govindam Adipurusham.
Mm.
And actually, in the beginning, I was singing, you know, in Pune, and I didn't have really this resonance with mantras. I found it sometimes a little bit kitschy when people were singing mantras, you know, with these very bad-sounding harmoniums. And so when I heard this song of George, I mean, it's not from George Harrison, it's from this Krishna Bhaktas, and they were singing this song, it really opened up something for me. And actually, Pari was staying with some friends in a flat below my flat. I had rented a beautiful flat, and they were staying downstairs. And so I was all the time hearing this music. They were almost singing every day for some time. And at first I was a bit annoyed by it. But then slowly, slowly, actually my mind was annoyed by it. And then slowly, slowly I started to, you know, to maybe hum it or sing it. And then it opened up. I can understand that sometimes people are, you know, listening to a mantra or a mantra singing first time, and they think, what's that?
Mm.
What's that? You know? And then it creeps inside,
mm-hmm.
inside mm-hmm. of you, and then you fall in love with it, and then you cannot stop to sing. It was like when we started to, actually when Papaji died, I had a desire to record suddenly these songs mm-hmm. that he loved and that I was singing in India. And when we started to record, then we could not stop recording, you know. It was like one album after the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it gets you, I think, this mantra singing. It's expressing this love affair for me. It's not just pure mantra reciting, or
mm-hmm.
it has to do with expressing this love affair.
Yeah, and somehow you're the living example that it has a wonderful effect, right?
Meanwhile, I also feel it's good, it's healing, it has many dimensions to it. I think it can be addictive, but it's also, it's healing. It does good to the psyche, to the body. I think it does even good to the wrinkles. Sometimes people tell me, I mean, that I look quite young for my age, and maybe it has to do with this also.
I'm pretty sure.
I advise it.